There'll be some big conference tests that'll be coming up next week for Worth County when they return from the Christmas break. Worth County has both Stanbury and Bramer. Both those games will be at home, and then they'll go to the Stanbury basketball tournament. So they'll begin a busy January schedule with some good opposition. Less news, the head basketball coach of Worth County. Tigers just had the one game since the St. Joseph Christian game, well, like all the games that night, were called off due to weather. But Mount Air was at Monday night in the border battle, and Mount Air wins in the end 60-14. And you've described already what the challenges are, you know, for Worth County, or what they've been, because there have been pretty clear patterns in the wins that you've had and losses that you had. And you said you got to get better in rebounding, and you got to give away, or you got to reduce the turnovers, and particularly reduce the turnovers that lead the opposition scoring. And I know with the rebounding thing, based on the size matchup that you had with Mount Air, that was going to be a real challenge, because not only are they tall, but they can move. What was your game like with Mount Air?
You know, the game was, we just didn't shoot the ball very well against Mount Air. Their defense, they kept us away from the basket by their bigs inside. And, you know, normally we don't go against a six-foot post player that can jump up and grab the rim. And just very intimidated. So they pushed us away from the basket, and we really... Our game is to attack the basket and get layups or get fouled, get to the free throw line. And their defense was really good in the fact it kept us away from the basket and made us shoot a lot of contested jump shots from 15 out. And for the game, I think that particular game we shot 14% from the field. And when we did shoot, they got every rebound. They dominated the defensive boards on us, so it was one and done. And then we really, at the other end, struggled to guard their bigs. They had a really good high-low game. They'd throw that ball in the high post and then lob it down into the big Shields girl, and I think she had 17 points just basically off that high-low look. So they're very well coached and very talented and really do a good job of guard.
Okay, so with that then, or with that game description, then you kind of you know, it was, you know, they were, you were only getting one shot, which stands to figure since they were that big and that collectively tall. But they can press a little bit. Now, whether they decided to or not, I have no idea. But did, yeah, at least from a turnover standpoint, did you narrow that up a little bit?
Yeah, you know, they pressed us. They really did. They played us man-to-man, full-court press pretty much the entire game. There was a couple stretches where they took it off, but for the most part, they pressed us. You know, I thought we did a really good job of breaking the press and getting our offense set up. We just didn't make any shots, you know. And once you start missing shots and then you have to go down and play defense, you know, it wears on you mentally. You know, man, we can't score, so now we got to go guard. And then your mentality is you just, you know, basically you kind of give up defensively and let things happen. So I think that was more of the what happened to us and the fact that they made us turn it over. Yeah, we had a few turnovers, but that led to a couple of transition points. But most of the points they scored was in their half-court set, getting the ball to high and high-low.
All right, next up is going to be Stanbury. Play them next week and got them at home. So you got a couple games there. I think probably both those games, Stanbury and Bramer, are games where, you know, you've got a reasonably familiar opponent. Maybe just as critically as probably you're playing at home. While you didn't shoot the ball necessarily well against Mount Air, I would guess that you generally do probably shoot the ball a little bit better at home. And then you got, you know, you got some different matchups too. You could probably look at the Mount Air game as just, you know, kind of a barometer game, and these other two that you got coming in, you know, you match up a little bit better in terms of them height wise. You still have to clean up some of the things you said you're working on. But you play well, I would think you have a chance to be competitive, won't you?
Yeah, I think we'll be competitive. You know, Stanbury, of course, with the girls, has always been a rivalry. And you know, I think we'll be more ready to play them. They are good. They're awfully good. They'll press and play man-to-man in-your-face defense, so we'll have to handle their pressure. You know, it's really nice when you're at home and you can hit shots, because then it, you know, everything – is up, even your defense. You know, you play harder because you hit a shot, or you don't get down on yourself because you're not making shots, and it presses you to play harder on defense. But, yeah, I think we'll be competitive. It's going to be a tough, tough game. Stanbury's awfully good.
That's Les Newley's head basketball coach of Worth County.